Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Sam Bankman-Fried, the disgraced CEO of FTX, was sentenced today to 25 years in prison, a stunning fall for an erstwhile cryptocurrency star. More from NPR's Raphael Naum.
Bankman-Fried was once the ultimate crypto celebrity. Nerd cool, with his oversized t-shirt and big hair, he socialized with pop stars like Katy Perry and sports stars like Tom Brady. But FTX, the crypto exchange he founded, collapsed in spectacular fashion in late 2022. Soon after, Bankman-Fried was arrested, and he then was convicted of 7 criminal counts, mainly focused on fraud. A jury determined he had stolen at least $8 billion from his FTX customers. Bankman-Fried's 25-year prison sentence is well short of what prosecutors recommended, but far longer than his defense team asked for. Lawyers say he might be able to serve as little as 12 years. Raphael Naum, NPR News.
It shows the power of the incumbency still matters. The Biden reelection campaign saying that a fundraising bash in New York City tonight featuring the president, along with former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, is bringing in a whopping $25 million. The event is taking place at Radio City Music Hall. It comes on the heels of trips to several key battleground states by Biden, who has a significant fundraising lead over his Republican rival, former President Donald Trump. Tennessee is rolling back reforms passed after the death of Tyre Nichols at the hands of police last January. Mariana Bacalhau of member station WPLN reports Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee has signed into law a measure that prevents local governments from passing police reform.
After police fatally beat Tyre Nichols at a traffic stop, the city of Memphis passed several ordinances changing how police officers interact with drivers. One measure banned pretextual traffic stops when an officer pulls someone over for a minor violation. Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, says those traffic stops are used against Black motorists.
Our son got pulled over for a pretextual stop, and he ended up murdered. So you tell us, should we continue to keep having these pretextual stops? Because at the end of the day, my stop and your stop are two different stops.
Critics say the law takes autonomy away from local governments. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Bacalhau in Nashville.
The U.S. economy grew at a slightly faster pace in the final quarter of last year than initially reported. The government previously had estimated the economy expanded at a 3.2% annual rate for the October through December period, but bumped it up to 3.4%. The gross domestic product measures the total output of goods and services within the U.S. economy. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 47 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the NPR Wine Club. NPR Wine Club members have contributed over $1.5 million to helping create a more informed public. Be 21. Join the charge at nprwineclub.org/podcast.